Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Lotta Rain 333. I come to you today in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and I do this video for His glory alone. While praying on March 11th, 2023, I noticed the date 11. Most of my subscribers already know that 11 is the number for judgment. Well, I did receive this on the day of the 11th of March. This is a warning. This is also a judgment that is going to be coming on America. It is a warning that the Lord gave me while praying. I do not have all the details. This is a short message that I got. And I believe the reason the Lord gave it to me is so we can be praying that the cities in the United States would be repenting. And also so that we could be praying for our brothers and sisters who live in these large cities. The Lord has told me in the past and has given me a warning to put out to those who listen that if you live in a major city, to seek Him on whether you should stay or whether you should leave. And so I believe this is a continuation of the warning for those who live in big cities. Now, this warning, the Lord did not give me the city, the name of the city. Matter of fact, I asked Him specifically about that. And what I heard was that this was a city that is near a body of water. And it is a very large city. And what comes to my mind is New York City. But I don't know that for a fact. However, right before I got this message, I saw in the spirit myself sitting or standing on a very large mountain, and to the right of me, I saw a city that was burning. It was just burning. It was just the whole city was engulfed in flames. And then I did see a body of water, I believe. And that's when I started getting this message. So take this to the Lord for further interpretation or revelation. This is not to cause fear. This is to bring a warning that judgments are going to be coming. And the Lord never gives me a time. He's given me prophecies years ago that still haven't been fulfilled. And that's how prophecy is. The Lord is long-suffering and patient and kind, and He wishes that no one would perish. So He gives these warnings sometimes years and years and years in advance. And if you think about it, there are prophecies from the Old Testament that have not yet been fulfilled. And that's because we have a loving, kind, and gracious Lord that wants to give ample warning so His people can prepare and so people can repent. All right, here is the message. Like I said, first I saw a city burning. I was high on a mountain and I was looking down. And then I heard this. The city is burning because of their wicked ways. They have sinned against me over and over again. It is their main purpose now to do evil in my sight and to dare me to act. I have heeded their fist-threatening call and will answer them, and they shall be no more. They shall not only burn here on earth, but in the afterlife as well. Soon all will be dust and amber, and they will pay for their sins. I was that payment, but they refused and declined my offer. This city will be an example to all cities that forsake me and defy my ways. They too shall be no more unless there is great repentance. The time for judgment has come. There will be a remnant few. that will repent and turn back to me before it is too late. Pray that that number will increase and that there will be an end time harvest of souls. I have called and called and no one listens, for everyone is just too busy with their lives now to hear a call from heaven. They refuse to get into that secret place with me. Instead, they fill up all their time with worldly pursuits. There is no silence where I can speak to their hearts, for they are constantly bombarded with their electronics. I say, be still and know that I am God. They say, come, what can we find out on our screens? I call to their hearts, but they only hear their own passions calling. Those who do not fear the Lord will pay the ultimate price with their souls being condemned. Seek me now so that you will not be counted among the unfaithful, the ungrateful, and the unforgiven. Come to me in your prayer closet and let us dialogue. You will hear my voice when you seek it. Seek and you will find. Knock and the doors will open. I answer only the true longings of a pure heart that seeks me. Be that person. And then it was signed, the Savior of the world, the one and only true Messiah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And that was the end of this warning that I got from the Lord. I want to end with two passages of Scripture. One is Revelation 18:8. Therefore her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. And then Joel 2:1-3. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm in my holy mountain, let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, for it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness. Like the morning clouds spread over the mountains, a people come, great and strong, the like of whom have never been, nor will there ever be such after them, even for many successive generations. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. I'm going to read that last verse one more time. A fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness.